Come on, XYZ, let's come in, turn it up with, What'd he say? Team XYZ, thank you for joining me once again. You guys already know who it is. It is Pastor Shane Cyrils, a.k.a. Pastor Shug, on a mission to encourage and inspire the kingdom of God. Right now, I come thanking, asking, honoring, glorifying God, His name, His Son, His heavens, His kingdom. And even with that, we ask that the Lord right now increases and not decrease, that you have ears to hear Him and not Shane Cyrils, Him in Shane Cyrils. And right now, we just give Him all of the honor and the thanks. In Jesus' name, I love you, God. Amen. Team XYZ, the voice is back and I am turned up for the kingdom. Let me walk y'all through what happened this weekend. We have been on spring break all week, Dr. D, me, and Real and Righteous Row. We have been just been filled up. Team XYZ, we have went to another level. We were out there in Dustin, Florida at the Gifts Global Leadership Conference. And it was a 3-day long conference. And Team XYZ, when I say we came back full, full of knowledge, full of encouragement, full of what to do next, full on how to move next. And so it was a blessing just to be in the house. And then I had the great honor of speaking and teaching on impacting the great next generation through the kingdom of God. Woo! That. Y'all give it up. And I'm not clapping for me, but I'm clapping because what God did through me. See, last year, oh my goodness, if you know, you know. It was a very, very rough period of my life going into that conference. So for a year later, for me to be up there speaking and teaching at it, that's where God gets the glory, because I saw how fast He can move in a year. I saw what He can do with a vessel in a year. And sometimes all you have to do is go. You don't even have to worry about how He's doing it or what He's going to do it with. All you got to just do is be willing. And so today, Generation XYZ, I'm going to give y'all the same luxury. How do we impact the kingdom? How do we impact through the kingdom of God? We have to know who we are. And this message ain't got no title. It really don't have a sermon type. Got to grab my notes right quick, XYZ. I didn't just got started and turned up rolling today. But how do we impact the next generation through the kingdom of God? How do we influence the next generation of the world and the culture today? As believers in the kingdom. And Team XYZ, can I tell you that you have to know who you are? Your identity in yourself, your internal identity must be solidified. Now, whether you're going to solidify it in light or the darkness, I cannot tell you that. But we all have to make a choice of identity. And then we could accept influence. Then we could accept impact. But without identity, we have the whole ladder messed up. So first we're going to build on identity. Then we're going to touch on influence. And then we go close out with impact. Amen. Let's get to it. So turn with me to Revelations chapter 7. I'm going to start at verse 9 today. I could preach this on Generation XYZ. See, I had to teach it down there in Dustin, Florida, because I wanted it to be a different style than my people here that listen to me get. I wanted to save that all for y'all. So this is the XYZ Reloaded Pastor Shug preaching version. How do we impact the kingdom of God with the next generation through the kingdom of God. All right. Y'all should be there. Make sure y'all reading along with me as I teach, as I preach, as I revitalize, as I run through all of these scriptures, all of these revelations, all of these words. Be sure to check me. But without further ado, Revelation 7 and 9, it says, after these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of nations, of all tribes, of people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. See, Team XYZ, I could shout right there because that already solidifies where I came from. Oh, see, we in Revelation, so the great tribes and the nations and the tongues that are standing before the throne and before the Lamb, that's me. I'm in a heavenly place. I'm in a higher dimension. And so we have to begin to grab these things out of the word that line up with our identity. Glory to God. So XYZ, if I was up there in a great number that no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes. See, that, ooh, this is where it get good. See, when you're clothed with something, that means you have a closet there. If I got a closet there, that means that's where home at, glory be to God. That's where I live. That's where I come from. That's where I can go at a moment's notice, Dr. D. And then it says, with palm branches in their hands. I don't know about y'all, but if I got a palm branch somewhere, I'm very comfortable. Now, XYZ, since I'm on my platform that the Lord has blessed me with, I can get real with y'all, Gen Z. Where you smoke at? Because a palm branch, to me, that sounds like something you smoking. I just got to go there, Dr. D. She looked at me crazy. But I'm going to make it. The Lord going to make sure it line up. The Holy Spirit going to make sure it line up. So with palm branches in their hands. So what does that mean? You have your source of peace. My mom talked about how I have all of these knickknacks and things of, I call it memorabilia of Pastor Shug. And so I got all of this memorabilia. And she said, we're going to condense it and get it in one spot, right? So you might see my basketball goal in my study. You might see my striped colorful pillow that my, who made that for me? You or my grandma? It was made. It was homemade. It's a woven pillow that I got all of these years ago when we first moved to Texas. And so you'll see me carrying these things with me around the house or through different rooms because those are my memorabilia of where I came from and where I grew up at. So if I'm clothed with a white robe and I'm holding a palm branch in my hand, guess where I'm at, Team XYZ? I'm at home in the kingdom of God. Oh, y'all must have not know what I got when I got when I went to Dustin. Y'all ready for me to preach? All right. Dr. Miles Monroe said it like this. You aren't from here. You came down here. Team XYZ, you aren't from here. You came down to this dimension, the 3D on earth, time, matter, space. So if you came down here, that means you're from a higher dimension or a higher place. So you have to begin to dominate where you came down to. Oh, Team XYZ. See, this the Pastor Shug. They didn't want me to be, y'all. And so even with that, whenever you're not from somewhere, you're never comfortable in that place. Whenever you're unfamiliar with a new place, you're never going to be comfortable. I don't know who I just helped out, but I just got somebody, the revelation just got somebody a new job. The revelation just got somebody higher. Somebody's influence and impact just went up. Because you're never going to be comfortable at first. But oh, when you start to gain a little identity. When you start to realize where you came down from. When you start to realize who daddy is. Who your father made you into. Oh, CXYZ, that's where I can clap my hands and stomp my feet and praise and turn up. Because you come from God. I come from God. We come from God. We are a manifestation of the thoughts and the workings and the will of the creator of all of this.
Prove it, Pastor Shug.
I got you. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. That's verse 15, Team XYZ, in case you wanted me to prove it to you. See, when something or somebody dwells among you, that means you're with them. Come on now. Couple of us got some things dwelling on us or dwelling with us that shouldn't be connected to us. But when you turn to the kingdom of God, when you just posture your heart a certain way, Gen Z, this is what it'll do for you. Verse 16 say they shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. So see, when it said nor any heat, that means you won't even feel you won't even feel the hotness that you should in that situation. Oh.
The enemy will not get the glory.
I told y'all that I came back turned up. So the sun shall not strike them. So that means even though you might be outside. Even though you might feel like, oh, Lord, I'm in the wilderness. Lord, I'm in the trenches. Lord, I'm stuck in the hood. Oh, the heat cannot hit you because you're connected to the kingdom. You came from the kingdom. You are a higher dimensional being functioning at a royal level.
Ooh. Woo, seated.
I'm only go 20 minutes today, Dr. D. I'm only going 20 minutes today because this one is, you got to break this down.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And so, Gen Z, with our persuasive growth mindset, with us wanting to always know how to be resilient. See, we want to know how to be resilient. We want to know how to be fulfilled. Well, can I encourage y'all to, if you want to have the answers to all things, not just those questions, go get in the word and turn to the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm evangelizing. So our perspective in Gen Z shifts around the challenges that we face. It's rooted in the belief that skills can be cultivated through dedicated effort. Follow me. Rather than viewing setbacks as hindrance, we see them as stepping stones for personal growth. Dr. D, you ready to go into impact?
Let's go.
All right. Revelation, verse 17. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water. Our resilience is a living fountain of water. But we only need to be led by the right shepherd in order to get it. Who's the right shepherd today? I don't know about you, but Christ led me through some situations where I thought I was going to go without. He led me through the hunger. He led me through the thirst. He led me through the hardship. And I'm not just talking about being thirsty for something to drink or hungry for something to eat. No, I'm talking about when you got a pain in your belly and you say, Lord, I want more out of me. When it's a thirst and you say, Lord, I need you. Water ain't gonna fill me up. Women ain't gonna fulfill this taste. Oh, y'all don't want me to get serious. Because if I ever got serious, then you don't have any excuse to to not walk in this XYZ. But let me correct you and myself. I had to do some self-correction in Dustin, Florida. Glory be to God. I would be selfish not to teach you this. I'd be selfish not to say this. Because guess what? It's not for the pastor to wipe every... You know what? It's not for the people God sends you to wipe the tears away from your eyes. It's not for your mama or your daddy or your mentor or your idol that you've built up in this life, in this dimension, that you've built up and made into an individual Tower of Babel. It is not their responsibility to wipe every tear away from your eye. It's not their responsibility to make you resilient. It's not their assignment to make sure that you never go hungry or thirsty again. You got to get it for yourself, Gen Z. And that's why I ain't playing no more. Because when I stop playing, then y'all gonna know how serious this really is. But I'm gonna point you in the direction of where you can get every tear wiped. Where you won't thirst or hunger like I had to. Verse 17 finishes and it says, And God. See, in the kingdom of God, it ain't no but God. That was that religious talk. See, in the kingdom, at the end of the thing, we can see the beginning of a thing at the end of a thing and the end of a thing at the beginning. In the kingdom, it's an God, not a but God. Not a but God. And let me show you just how powerful words are. I'm going to go backwards. And lead them to living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. See, so we have access to more heavenly things than ever before in this kingdom. Because these were the people. When they said a great multitude of nations, tribes, and languages standing before the throne. He was talking about us, Gen Z. And so when he says, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them. When he said, and lead them. Come on now. That's Christ. He will lead you to the living fountains of water of resilience. He will lead you to the living fountains of water of resilience. Oh, come on now.
And what the tears.
Did I say it twice? Did I say it twice?
Yeah.
And he will lead you to the fountains of fulfillment. Lord. We are in an and kingdom. Not a but. That, Team XYZ. It doesn't say he wants to. The Bible didn't use the language and God wants to wipe every tear away. It didn't say for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne wants to shepherd them. It said will. And today, you have to make the decision that you will find your identity. You have to make the decision that you will figure out where you influence at. You will find out how you can make an impact. And on the way, you might have to look up and say, God, I need you. God, I want you. I'm thirsty and hungry at the same time. But I can guarantee you, he will lead you to the living fountains of water. And God will wipe every tear from every eye. Because that's where we come from. And so here on earth, clean yourself. Put your white robe on. Grab your palm branch. And get comfortable. Because the same things that Christ did 2,000 years ago, we're still waiting on you to do today. Glory be to God. And so Team XYZ, I'd be wrong if I didn't give somebody the opportunity to accept. And this is for those of you who are listening to accept or reject. But you can repeat after me. Say, dear Lord, I come to you right now knowing and wanting to reconcile the relationship, wanting to return back to form and back home to my high place.
Yes, sir.
So right now, Jesus, help me get there. For through you is the only way to the kingdom of God and to the Father. In your name, I pray. I love you, God. Amen. See, Team XYZ, I had to switch the cadence up. Glory be to God. Because when Reese told me that I end every prayer with I love you, God, I said, that's relationship. And we still trying to do things we've been taught wrong. But anybody that could leave a prayer with I love you, God, that's a son or a daughter. And it doesn't matter what you look like or where you came from, to have a kingdom identity, to have royal influence in the impact this world. And so today, Team XYZ, I'm going to let y'all go. I release you. And I say, go dominate in your dominion. In Jesus' name, amen, and be blessed.